at Vetter Equipment in Shenandoah today.
Good morning. Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 25 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, joined now by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charla Schmidt. How are you, Charla?
I am great. How are you this
morning? I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Meeting this, you have a busy day today.
I have a busy day today, yes.
Meeting this morning, you have to, the four county meeting.
Four county meeting at noon, down at Jay's Pizza
in Clarinda.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the meeting this morning. Relatively short meeting.
Very short.
All the supervisors present at the meeting.
They were all present.
All the routine preliminary items approved.
Yes, all those were approved.
Audience comments.
Yes, Jan Norris came and gave us an update on pipeline stuff. Summit has hired a new CEO and various other things that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So any other audience comments or just
that
Ms. Norris?
She was the only one today.
All right. So the weekly committee and assignment updates.
The only supervisor who had anything was Brian Amos attended. There was an emergency management meeting, board meeting on Thursday, and he attended that.
All right. Secondary roads update. What did you have there?
Stan's getting gravel again. I kind of want to ask Karen about that. How come she's kind of just, they're just taking good care of him over there in Stanton, which is good. And then they had a meeting, a preliminary meeting regarding the G Avenue 180th culvert thing. So okay. They had probably to take care of all the details, cross T's, dot I's and stuff. So that's in the process of going to happening.
All right.
And then just that was really those were the two big items.
All right. New business, you had claims. Let's go through this if
okay.
we can.
Yeah.
You had claims payable for Wednesday, August 13th, $470,493.46.
That was approved by everyone.
All right. Sheriff's report of fees for July 31, $6,993.05.
Unanimously.
Recorder's report of fees for July 31, $17,803.66.
Unanimously approved.
And the Treasurer's semi-annual ending fund balance for July 31, $11,293,230.59.
Unanimously approved.
Agenda items for the next meeting?
We do not have anything right now. So,
okay.
Hopefully we'll have some things come up that we're kind of waiting on, but there isn't anything on the agenda as of today.
Okay. And then, like we did mention earlier, the four county meeting,
yes.
which includes Montgomery, Mills, Fremont, and Page County.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Will take place at noon
yep,
today.
Yeah, that'll be at noon down at Jay's, and there's no county business, just the counties. We just share with each other what's going on, and we kind of learn from each other, too. You know,
yeah.
like if something's happened and they, you know, they handle, something didn't work out and they told us how they handled it. So it kind of helps us out, I think, as counties that we work together like that.
All right. Anything else that we need to comment on?
About
how long was the meeting?
It was I wrote it down this time. It was 13 minutes.
We had
a 13-minute meeting.
Pretty quickly. All right. Very good. Anything else we need to touch on?
That's all today.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Make it a great day.
Oh, our next meeting is Tuesday, August 19th at 9 a.m.
There you go. And it's open to the public.
It's open to the public.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Charla Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
It's time for an update of area obituaries and schedule of funerals.